Game Static, episode 82. Hopefully you're having a phenomenal day today, whatever day you're listening or perhaps watching this podcast episode, over at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/SparkyTheory, or perhaps at our website, SparkyTheory.com. If you're watching there, shout out to you, appreciate you. Join with me as always. I got both the boys. I got Zach and John here. Boys, how you doing? How you feeling today?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. Been a while since. I mean, it feels like it's been a while since we've done this, but it's only been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's also been a while since like last week was like completely a Sparky 3 break week. So like we didn't do this show. You and I did not do Animan, of course. So that's why it feels like a while. So I definitely feel that. When we did Animan the other day, I feel like even though it was just a week, I felt like I had to shake the rust off. Because at least whenever we normally take a break, I'm still doing other shows.
Yeah.
But last week, everything was on a break. Because trying to focus on the move. John, what about you? How you doing? Back in studio. I went back and fact-checked some episodes because I was trying to get something for Andy, what we were talking about. He hasn't actually been in studio since like 77.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, John, how you doing? Back out of your cave.
Well, you guys drugged me out of my house, so here I am.
It's the first time someone's been on the couch since we been in the studio.
I was about to say, didn't you have somebody for terrible football?
No, the times we've done it in here, it's just been me and one other person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is the first time we've had someone on the couch. Is the couch more comfortable than the futon? You having a good time over there?
It's different.
It's different. Okay. Well, I'll accept that, I guess. Also, shout out to Josh for making a special cameo. You know, with his pillow looking up at John.
Josh is here.
Hey, Josh. Josh finally saw that pillow for the first time. Josh, of course, co-host over at Animan Plus. He has not been able to, like, be on the show in a while. And even when he was last on Animan Plus, he hasn't been in studio in a while. I think it was, like, literally, like, no shit when we started video.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time.
Like, episode 30, right? So that was the first time he's seen that pillow. It was just, like, 2 weeks ago, and he immediately was like, I hate it. I'm just like, it could be the body pillow. Keep that in mind. It could be the big body pillow, which we still need to get. If you could, like I said, go check us out on our website, sparky3.com. We'd appreciate that. You can sign up for free, or you can sign up $5 a month, either or. Get early access to podcast episodes, which will resume the past few weeks. Haven't had them because I've just been busy, but that will resume. It actually did resume with the latest episode of Animan Plus. It was literally uploaded, I think, like the night after we recorded. Like that night, I think I had it up on the website. So, yeah, if you want these episodes early, they will be up on the website. Also, go check out the merch store, sparkythreeshop.com. We do have a promo code April, not Anna Spring or whatever else we are. It just came up with that thing on the spot. Promo code April for 30% off until the end of this month. Animan Plus did have a soft little rebrand with a new logo and stuff, so that's going to be on the website. Plus, we have, like, the trash can, of course. The Bee. Shout out to The Bee. Josh's art, Lonely Boy. Sorry for tech problems. Good stuff there. Make sure to join the Discord. Shout out to the random guy that joined recently. I have no idea what show you listen to, but it has to be this one. Shout out to you. And then, of course, go follow us over at Twitter, at GameStaticPod, and then check out the other shows, Animan Plus, A Terrible Football Show, and Talk About Movies and Stuff, which Terrible Football Show is about to be on its break soon. I think we only have 3 episodes left. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to do the live stream draft spectacular that I wanted to do, because the boys have had some schedule changes recently, but we were going to do a big live stream for that, but I don't think that's going to happen now.
Hey, John, I think it's not possible for our group to ever do a live stream, because remember when we were supposed to do Game Awards?
Look, I was so sick, bro. There was no chance. No chance. My voice was completely gone.
I mean, I'm just saying it's not possible. You got sick on Game Awards when you tried to
do
the draft.
We did the Game Awards a couple of years ago, though. That was when you were on a call with me.
Yeah, that one was rough.
Because Nick forgot to take off, even though he personally reminded himself every week for months.
I mean, that was the start of the, hey, Zach, can you...
Yeah, it was. Well, maybe we could do the live stream for the Game Awards this year. You know, if I don't get sick.
That's optimistic at best.
I mean, we could all... Well...
So far for live stream events, we're 0 for 2.
We are 0 for 2. But maybe this summer we can do a live stream of the opening of Game Awards. I mean, not Game Awards. Summer Games Fest. Yeah. Depends on what time it is. It'll probably be during the day. So
the Jeff Keighley show.
Yeah, the Jeff Keighley show. Now it's just going to be the Jeff Keighley weekend. He owns the whole weekend now. And he knows it. He likes flaunting that on Twitter. Before we jump into everything, boys, anything in particular you want to shout out before we actually jump into what we got lined up?
So, One Piece is getting an actual official card game.
Dude, those arts are clean. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, the arts.
Dude, I'm not a big One Piece fan. Like, I enjoy it. I read the manga weekly. I wouldn't even consider One Piece in, like, my top 10 favorite series, but I stone cold might buy some cards because those arts are really, really good.
Yeah, the cards looked really nice. As I said to you, I might just buy a pack just to have them because the art looks really good.
Right. Also, I just noticed that John is still, like, zoomed out. Did you hotkey the right one for this?
I mean, I don't know.
All right. Well, we had a zoomed in version for John, so yeah, you can still see him, I guess.
Well, now they get the whole couch.
Yeah, they get the whole couch. They get the Squirtle couch. And Josh.
Yeah. Shout out to Josh and Squirtle. But no, the One Piece card game. Those arts do look pretty legit, and they're gonna have to break down the rules here sometime in the near future as well. I did see where it's got like what 4 different starter decks that's gonna be coming out. It's like Straw Hats, Worst Generation. I don't remember the other two.
Baroque Works and I can't remember the last one. It was a random offshoot. I don't think it was Marines.
I think there's a Marines one.
Was there a Marines
one? I think there was a Marines
one. I'd have to double check. But I know.
Oh, and Warlords. That was
Warlords, yeah. So it wasn't Marines. Yeah. It wasn't Marines.
Okay.
Because it was Straw Hats, Worst Generation, Baroque Works, and then Warlords.
Okay. Anything else that we want to kind of shout out? Sony and Kojima stuff, you guys see about that?
Yeah, that was funny.
So, you know, Sony randomly, like, updated their, like, big PlayStation Heroes, like, PlayStation Studios Heroes banner, whatever, adding, you know, the dude from Death Stranding on there, which is, like, the first character on there that's not from one of their first-party studios, right? And everyone immediately led, like, oh, man, you know, is they going to buy Kojima? Because, you know, Kojima Productions recently moved from their studio they've been in the past few years to a new undisclosed location. So everyone's automatically kind of, you know, throwing out there, oh, they're going to buy them, they're going to buy them. And then even, you know, Kojima randomly put up a picture of just that banner, further indicating, oh, man, is this happening?
Yeah.
And then Kojima's English account retweets, like, sorry for the confusion, Kojima Productions is a independent studio, will remain an independent studio. But do you guys buy that? I mean, it's Kojima we're talking about. He's like one of the biggest trolls in gaming. Do we actually buy that, or do you think, like, he's being legit?
I mean, I don't think he would join Sony. I mean, nothing against that. I just don't feel like Kojima needs to be under another group, and I don't feel like he thinks he needs to be either. So I don't see Kojima actually being bought up by Sony.
Yeah,
I could agree to that.
I kind of feel like he just he wants to be left on his own, do his own thing, like, doesn't have to worry about other people, like, trying to chime in and be like, why don't you try this? He's like, no, I'm gonna do me.
Yeah, because
that's how you get Death Stranding.
He had to deal with Konami for years, so he's already dealt with all that stuff.
Yeah, and the last I saw is that his Xbox project, whatever it is that he signed on for, or like middle of last year, is still a go as well. So
abandoned.
No, abandoned is just abandoned. I'm convinced on what you're saying now with that title. That's exactly what it is.
Everyone's been playing abandoned for years.
Okay, man, it's funny. The other day I just got on Twitter, you know, and immediately over to the side I saw trending just the name Hassan, and my first thought was, what the fuck did this dude say now? What's the newest update in the Blue Box saga? But it was someone else.
Okay.
It was the streamer Hassan, whatever his name is. I don't remember his name, but that's who it was. And I'm like, okay, dodged a bullet today. We don't have to talk about Blue Box super in depth this week. Maybe next week we'll see if he says something else fucking stupid. I don't understand. The further we get into this, like, it's just, Zach, what you keep saying about, like, how is this company a company? Like, bro, how are they a company? Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. Where does the money come from?
It's literally just a giant PR meme at this point.
Dude, I know it is. Also, shout out to the some of the marketing that we've seen this past week with the hentai game on the front of the Nintendo eShop, and then the cyber like furry fucker, whatever, on the top of the Steam page.
Oh yeah, that has been on Steam, hasn't it?
I don't know if it's just this one that got everybody's attention because it said cyber fucker on it.
Yeah.
but like half the time I look at Steam, on the front page, there's always new hentai games on there.
See, I've noticed a few, but there was a couple that I didn't realize it was, except until Keontae, who's been on a show, I'm on a Discord with him. I jumped in that one day, and they were talking about one of them. I can't remember. I think it was like Escape something. And they mentioned it and they said, yeah, it seems like a normal game until you get caught. Then you just get
oh no.
Then you just get a giant porn image. I was like, wait, oh, no. What? I was just like, what is happening?
Jesus Christ. I know for the, like, let me see if I can grab it real quick. Yeah, for the hentai game that, like, that popped up on the eShop, keep in mind, like, Nintendo's got to approve that. So yes. that's what makes it so damn funny to me.
Nintendo, family friendly.
Yeah, exactly. They had, the game was called Hentai Uni, whatever, and it's like, in the description for the game is, can be played with one hand, and in the description reads, four girls and 12 beautifully drawn scenes that will cheer you up and help you relax. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, Nintendo, what are you doing?
Family friendly, everybody.
And see, the funny, also the other thing, I didn't see this right away, but like with the cyber furry fucker, like Diaz was the one that
sent the actual name.
Yes, cyber furry fucker. Yes, that is the fucking name, 100%. That's all I saw, because Diaz just sent it to me for, it was, you know, mobile Steam, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was. But apparently, like, you know, you go to like the actual, like, you know, PC version of Steam, because then Christina sent it to me, because I sent it to her. She's like, oh no, you haven't even seen the images. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ. And right there on like the homepage for the images, it's just, I see a lot of things I didn't want to see. I was like, ah, oh, well, this is Steam's homepage.
Well, Steam's homepage is usually good about censoring the images that they put up for some of these hentai games most of the time. Sometimes the sensors don't actually work properly.
Well, hey, a lot of people are starting to get their Steam Deck so they can play Cyber Furry Fucker on the go. So, shout out to that.
Or their VR set.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, well, let's
go ahead. You know what the weird thing about this is that of the Japanese-type games that's mostly been just in the Japanese culture, instead of just getting visual novels, we're getting the hentai versions of all of it. I'm just thinking, this is a weird thing. Why don't we not just getting just regular visual novels? It's like, this is sort of weird.
This is the age that we live in. This is the timeline that we're in. Video game related. I did watch Sonic 2 recently. That was fantastic. Greatest film in the history of cinema. No, but really though, shout out to the fact that, I mean, you know, obviously with it being a video game movie, you know, the bar is not set very high, but it did have the highest box office opening weekend in video game movie history, which again, that bar is, you know, I mean, it's not set stupidly high. I mean, Sonic, the first Sonic movie broke it pretty easily with 56 million, but this one getting 72 million, but even still 72 million is nothing to laugh at for opening box office weekend. No. So, I mean, pretty it was honestly a great film. Fantastic film.
It led to Jim Carrey's possible retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, which, you know, not necessarily surprising. You know, he already retired once, and yeah, he literally came back for these two movies only. He hasn't done anything else but Sonic 1 and 2, and now he's going back into retirement.
Makes me curious what they offered him for Jim Carrey to go, I'll play Eggman.
Yeah, right? I don't know. So I'm pumped for Sonic 3, though. Also pumped for the Knuckles spinoff show. That's going to be on, I think, Paramount Plus. But no.
Where the awful Halo series is?
Have you watched it yet?
I've watched the first two episodes.
How was it?
Second episode's kind of rough. First episode, I actually really enjoyed the first episode.
See, a lot of people, I keep seeing a lot of people saying that the first episode's pretty rough, and from some of the scenes I've seen, it looks rough to me as well.
Here's the thing, the actual like CGI in that in it is kind of rough.
Okay.
But, I mean, as far as just watching it for an enjoyment factor, the first episode's pretty good.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the first episode. Second episode is, like, meh.
That's actually some of the base reviews that I've heard as well. Second episode is meh. Like, I didn't even hear meh. I flat out heard second episode is complete dog shit. That's what I heard.
It depends on if you like watching Master Chief walk around with a girl that he saved in, basically, like, in a little town environment for 60 minutes.
So we get to see the Chief in a way that we have never seen, because Chief doesn't get an off moment. It's literally just run and gun.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've also heard that he gets naked a lot. Is that true?
Yeah, there is a weird scene. I remember seeing a screenshot of a shower scene where he's just butt-ass naked.
It's weirder just seeing him take his helmet off all the time.
But you haven't seen his face, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, you have seen his face.
He takes his helmet off through the first episode, and then he never puts it back on.
Okay, so but you actually see the actor's face, yeah, though. Oh, okay. That is a direction.
The entire second episode, he doesn't wear his helmet. Yeah, I mean, he wears it for like 2 minutes.
Hmm. That must be a hell of a suit if they have to constantly have him with his helmet off.
That's interesting. Like the only time I can remember him taking his helmet off in like the entire Halo franchise, like what, at the end of Halo 4, he takes his entire suit off, but you don't see his face.
Well, there's
a couple times he takes his helmet off.
I don't know if it was Halo 4, but there's the one scene where it's like at the end of the game, like the ship's about to fly off, and it's like he starts taking it off, and the camera just pans up right as the helmet comes off, so you don't actually see his face.
That might have been 3.
Yeah,
I think that was 3.
Because I think that's when he goes into cryo.
Okay, so yeah, that was 3, because I'm pretty sure at the end of 4, he's like at like a marine base or whatever, and he has his entire armor taken off. So I think that would be 4. So what you're talking is 3. So yeah, I mean, the fact that in 2 episodes, he's just like completely helmetless and like showing his face, like that's quite the direction choice they go for this series. But I have Paramount Plus. I just need to get around to trying the Halo show. But now I'm kind of hesitant about it because I keep hearing bad things.
I'd watch it. I mean, it's
something.
I mean, it's
something.
It's worth it. I mean, elites in that. I mean, they look cool when they're standing there.
Yeah, well,
everything looks a little rough when they start moving around in that, because it's like part of like the Spartan and the elites is their strength and speed.
Right.
So it just looks odd when they have them running around and doing stuff, because it's just it's faster than the humans. Right.
So it just looks just 7 rough. Deadly sins and them just sliding across the screen.
No, not that again, bro. That was, they ruined that Bond fight. Oh my god.
Well, I'm sorry to derail us because we're now slowly turning to talking about movies and stuff.
I know, it's fine. It's all video game related.
I will give one last shout out just before we get into it. You know, on the show, gotta have my Lost Ark talk.
There you go. Wait, yeah, Lost Ark. I need to get an effect for that. I need to get into Lost Ark effect. So if there's like some effect, like some sound in the game that you think would be like a good sound effect for that, for this segment for you, let me know and I'll add it to the board.
But we do have a confirmed date now of April 21st of when the next class, the Glaver, is coming out. Mm. A lot of people thought it was going to be this Thursday, but and got kind of upset about it. But, I mean, they never gave us a date to begin with. That was just everybody projecting. But now we know when it's coming out, so hopefully then people will be satisfied for a little bit.
For a little bit.
Hey, they'll have something new and shiny to play with for a week before they get mad again.
I mean, people were already mad that they changed the name.
I mean, Lance Master still sounds cooler than Glaver.
There it is.
Jesus. All right, well, since we were talking about Halo, we can go ahead and start off with that one. Certain Affinity has been entrusted with further evolving Halo Infinite and taking on additional duties on the Xbox shooter. So a little background on Certain Affinity is they have worked on map packs before, such as Halo 2 and Halo Reach map packs, and they did co-develop Halo 4, Halo 1 Anniversary, and even Halo Infinite, and they led the multiplayer for Halo Master Chief Collection. I want to say I still have hopes, but like at the end of the day, like number one, first and foremost, I still don't think this game should have ever came out when it did. I still stand by that. You know, once they announced, you know, co-op campaign was getting delayed as well as Forge, you know, we had a whole segment then, right? You know, talking about that. And also shout out to the one random guy that did comment on our clip or on our short about that, telling us basically to shut the fuck up, get over it. Well, here we are, fucking like 6 or 7 months later, and the game is still fucked, so who was right? Fuck you. But like, I still don't think the game should... I don't forget shit. I'm petty as hell. But I still don't think the game should ever come out. I mean, because like one of the interesting things about this whole Halo Infinite time with how the multiplayer is like this like free-to-play, like supposed to be like a live service game, is like the lack of content. And it really feels like halfway through development or something, they just randomly changed their mind. It's like, no, you know, let's make the multiplayer completely separate and like free to play, you know? And I feel like that really sticks out because, in my opinion, 343 was not prepared to have a free to play live service game. Yeah, I think that's very clear at this point. But as you know, the other Halo fan in the room, John, how are you feeling towards Certain Affinity taking on like a larger role here? Do you think this could possibly get Halo Infinite kind of back on tracks? Because like I said, right now the big beef with the multiplayer is just the lack of content. We have season 2 coming, but it's like with just like literally just 2 new maps, a couple new game modes, and that's it. But it's like, okay, well, what's next? So how are you feeling right now?
I mean, I always prefer to be optimistic about it. But I don't know, when you kind of go through the list of games that they've worked on in the Halo in the past, wasn't the biggest fan of Halo 4, which seems to be where they had their larger role in. And I mean, yeah, they helped on Infinite in that. And yeah. I mean, at least the map packs they worked on were for games everybody seems to have.
Yeah, two in Reach.
Yeah, everybody seems to look at those games pretty fondly. So I mean, I would hope that, like, them taking a larger role in it, hopefully they can kind of turn it around a little bit, because I don't know, I first couple months Halo was out, I'd see people hopping on all the time, but I mean, in this day and age, there's only so much hopping on and playing the same maps, like in the like jumping in playing the same game modes and the same maps, basically just playing like deathmatch. Only so much of that you can do before you start looking for something else.
I know when the game was coming out, one topic that a lot of people had was, you know, the possibilities of a BR, if it should have a BR. And I want to say when we talked about that, we were kind of like, you know, well, it might be cool, it doesn't necessarily need one sort of vibe. Now that we're this much, you know, this many months into release, do you feel like Halo Infinite needed a BR or needs a BR to kind of sustain this free-to-play, you know, live service, you know, style that they're going for with how the contents come out?
No, because if they tried to tack that on to try to save it at this point, if it came out and it was unpolished, like, and not
dog shit,
like not perfect, basically, then people, it's like, then you're going to jump on that, and then it's just going to be a nonstop hate train.
Right.
It's like people are already not too happy with it. So if you added something like that on top that wasn't perfect, then all you have is negativity.
True. I can agree to that, but I will also say that if they were able to release it and it was polished, even if it was just obviously just the one map, I do think that would help sustain Halo for a little while. I do, because you got to look at, like, Warzone, where they literally just rotate between the two maps and stuff, and they just drop, like, what, new guns and shit like that, and it still has a large player base. That's kind of where I'm coming from for it, is like the player base for Halo Infinite, concurrent players and everything, just continues to go down and down and down.
Well, I think the better comparison, but aside from Warzone, would be Apex.
Yeah, Apex, yeah.
Because it's closer in, like, how map would be designed and somewhat movement mechanics with the stuff they added into Infinite. Mm-hmm. The problem there is Apex has just shown what it is to have the super polished, super good way of doing it. Mm-hmm. So that would be your competition.
True.
So you'd have to, like, basically try to pull people from Apex into, like, Halo BR if they were to try to do that. Which, I mean, at this point, as we can see, nostalgia is not going to bring people back.
No. It obviously brought them in to start, but now it's like, what are you going to do to be able to keep them? That's the thing, yeah, is you need to keep the people here. And that's been the problem so far because of the lack of content and stuff. And I'll also say this, as they continue to add in, you know, more game modes, I feel like the player counts can go up, you know, like, because they're supposed to be adding in, like, Griffball. Griffball is fun as shit. You know, Infection is supposed to get its own playlist, like a normal playlist, which is dope. That was only a playlist in, what, the weekend events back in the day? I don't think it had an actual playlist besides the weekend stuff like Griffball. So they're both supposed to be normal playlist coming soon, and there's some, you know, some of the other objective games like King of the Hill and shit. Like, that's all coming. So, like, I feel like as you get that, you can, you know, possibly keep a better player base. And then also I'll say this, you know, the sooner they release Forge, the better, because, like, with how the content has been for Halo, like, you release Forge, then the players can take things into their own hands.
Yeah, they'll create their own content, because...
Yeah, exactly.
Mass Effect 3's Forge was fantastic. Halo 3, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I played so many game modes that were just created.
True.
Through Forge.
It's like
mostly, like, Infection ones for me is what I played a lot of. Ones were so good.
I played Donkey Kong.
Well, I was going to say, like, even Reach, like, half the maps that ended up being in Reach, I feel like were Forge maps.
Right. Yes, yeah, so, you know, the sooner they release Forge, I feel like it's the better. But, of course, Forge is pushed back to at least Season 3, if not later, which God knows when that will be. It depends on how long they actually run Season 2. Because, you know, originally Season 1 was only supposed to be like 2 months, and they extended all the way to May. Like, it's just now ending this month. So, you know, it depends on how long Season 2 will go. But I don't know. I just don't feel like 343 was prepared for this life service approach, and I feel like it has been shown time and time again. So hopefully, Certain Affinity can maybe bring it back a little bit. We'll see. John, are you about to play WoW again?
Why would I play WoW again? Yeah. I have Lost Ark to play.
I was about to say, why would he play WoW again?
Because it feels because like every time there's a new expansion coming out, you always seem to jump into it, and even you bitch where you're just like, ah, I guess it's time again. Is Lost Ark going to completely lock you in, or is it going to be like the same thing for you where unfortunately you get pulled into WoW for like a brief moment?
I don't see me getting pulled back into it.
Okay.
It's like, all right. I almost showed up here, or it's like I only left to come here because I looked at the clock. Because I looked up and went, "Oh shit, I need to leave."
Well, we're gonna have the new WoW expansion announced on the 19th. I haven't seen really any excitement for this at all. I didn't even know it was happening. I don't know if they recently announced it or not. Like I feel like I got the announcement on the tail end of the announcement, and I feel like no one's really talking about this right now. But no, I was just curious about that because I like every expansion that comes out, even though you don't really give a shit about WoW, you end up just hopping on because you're just like, ah, damn it, here we go again.
Yeah, no.
Now he's got Lost Ark.
It'd be one of those things where it's like, I would have jumped into it to see what it was all about, try to play it again and that, but I don't know. I got things to do in Lost Ark now.
That's fair. Understandable. Next little quick thing that we got here is Max Payne 1 and 2 remakes, full remakes, by the way, was announced by Remedy and with Rockstar funding it. So I feel like that's kind of funny to me because it's just like, okay, Rockstar published something, you know, because, you know, there's, you know how often they publish a game, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, next one's going to be, you know, GTA 6, you know, their publishing has gone down. You know, the games have obviously increased in size, and that's why. But Remedy, though, leading the Max Payne 1 and 2 remakes. And from what I understand from the announcement is that these are going to be, like, one collective package.
Oh, that'd be good.
It's going to basically be the first two games into one game, one larger game, which I've never played the Max Payne games. But from what I've gathered, that apparently 1 and 2 really does feel like one overall collective game. I cannot confirm nor deny that.
That'll be interesting.
So you have played them?
I haven't played them, but I did at least way back when dabble with them a bit here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll definitely be interesting to see.
Okay.
Because, like you said, it'll be interesting. I don't remember anything about them, really. I believe I played Max Payne a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It could be interesting because I don't know with these remakes, they're kind of hit or miss.
Yeah,
with some of them, either they're done really well and get a lot of attention, or they're done really well and nobody cares.
Yeah,
so it'll be kind of interesting to see if people are actually excited to see Max Payne again.
I will say they've got plenty of time to hype it up because when this announcement was made, it was like made with the, hey, the contract is signed. So like nothing has started. So
there's no actual production.
Exactly. Yet. Like the announcement was, hey, we signed the contract. Like that was the announcement, which I've listened to some other podcasts about this and stuff. And from people that are like game developers and stuff, apparently that's like the game industry's version of like a calling card, calling developers to come work on the game, essentially. Is why you make a game announcement like at the contract signing instead
gotcha.
Of is to basically like, hey, we're making this to kind of indicate, hey, you want to come work on it? So that's kind of what I've understood from like game designers that I follow. So
what I'm getting is we don't even have a team yet.
Yes, exactly.
So we're still in the hiring phase.
Yes. So while this announcement was made and it got a lot of people hyped up because of the nostalgia plus who is making it and who is funding it, like you legit might not see this game till like 2025 or 2026.
Damn.
Like it's going to be a while.
I would honestly say 2026 would be generous.
Right, yeah. Because I was kind of thinking like 2027 could maybe be the release at this point, if that's where we are in the stages for it. But anyway. All right, so next thing that we had pop out, which, I mean, yeah, it was the anniversary event, whatever, is Kingdom Hearts 4. There was a trailer release for that, and the game was announced. So that's dope if you're a Kingdom Hearts fan. None of us here are Kingdom Hearts fans.
I thought they were done with Kingdom Hearts.
So did I.
No. 4 is on, you know, 4 is on the way. And you know, even though I'm not a Kingdom Hearts fan and I have no interest in the game, I will say I did watch the trailer. Like, I it does look really good.
Because it's an Unreal 5, right?
Yeah, it's an Unreal 5. Yeah. And it was fluid as shit, and it looked, and I understand for the look, I understand that they're going for the theme of, oh, swords in the real world, whatever. Like, I understand that was the theme of the trailer. Mm-hmm. But even still, like, because it's with Unreal, like, you know, his movements, the actual gameplay they showed in that, and how fluid it was between, like, cutscene to gameplay, where it was, like, almost instant, like, there was no cutscene to gameplay. I will admit, I was very impressed with how it looked, even though I will not play it. I have no desire to. That is a cringetopia for those games. Because I've watched people play them, and the entire thing is just nothing but cringe. So, but either way, it did look super cool. And the main reason I wanted to shout that out is because I did actually want to revisit the NVIDIA leak, because like that leak has literally continued to be proven true. The only, like, there's a couple things on there that did not happen and will not happen because it's like already past the date or something, you know. But you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the whole leak is obviously fake, because there's a lot of projects that people are going to, you know, start on, right? Just to see, like, hey, do we want to do this or not? You know what I mean? Because a good example is, like, it on the leak, it had a Tomb Raider, like, remaster or something for last year.
Yeah. Because
it was for the anniversary. Obviously, that has passed, so it didn't happen. But it was something they looked at. But, you know, there's been so many games that was on this leak that has come out and be true. Because, like, when the leak happened, like, it had, like, God of War coming to PC. We've seen that happen. You know, that we've had a lot of other games, like the Chrono Cross remaster mm-hmm. that just came out. That was on there once upon a time. Kingdom Hearts 4 was on there, obviously. But now Kingdom Hearts 4 gets announced. I wanted to revisit this leak and just kind of talk about some games that, you know, we would be excited to see happen, or we just, you know, even though it's on the list, we don't think it's going to happen or whatever. So for like Sony, they did have Horizon Forbidden West on there, which, you know, for some of these Sony ones, I personally see like all of these happening, because Sony has made like such a push to PC, and I still think they're going to have a PC launcher at some point, like a Sony built-in launcher that you can download. I don't think it's going to be through Steam personally, but Horizon Forbidden West, yeah, Gran Turismo 7, both those I would expect. Deracine, I don't even know what that is. What is that? Like, I've never heard of that one.
I don't know. I can check it though.
Thank you. Fact check that for me. Appreciate it. Returnal, I could see that coming to PC. Demon Souls, that would look awesome on PC. I'm not a Souls fan, but the game would probably look awesome. It had Ratchet and Clank listed, but didn't have any specified game, but we can probably assume it would just be Rift Apart. Sackboy Big Adventure and Ghost of Tsushima, that's one that I would fully expect to come to PC, especially since they are making a Ghost of Tsushima movie, I believe. It's either a movie or TV series, one of the two.
That's one, like, of anything on that list, that would be the one I would like to see come to PC, because it, like, while that game got a lot of recognition on console, I would like it to come to PC so more people can actually get access to it.
True, because it's a phenomenal game. What'd you find out?
So apparently, Deracine is a first-person adventure game developed by FromSoft and published by Sony for the PlayStation 4. In the game, players take the role of a fairy in an isolated boarding school who attempts to solve a mystery in virtual reality via PlayStation VR headset.
Okay, now I'm going to look this up.
That just sounds awesome.
Dude, I have never seen this game before.
Neither have I, but it's got a 90%, so people love the hell out of it in VR.
And the fact that it's from FromSoft, like, I've never heard of this game.
And I'm going to be honest, looking at these images, it actually looks sort of solid. I don't have a VR set, so.
Right.
But the fact that you're a fairy, though.
Okay, well, all right. Apparently, it's coming to PC.
God dang it, people. Under the people also ask, is Deracine a Souls game?
I mean, that's a fair question to ask at this point. Let's be real. Jumping over to Microsoft, one of them on there was Gear 6, which we know should be coming at some point. I still, like, one of my predictions for this year that it would be announced and released in this year. And I still think that'll be true. I think it'll get announced next month and released this fall. That's just a gut feeling. Apparently, some unannounced game for Oxide. Project Holland, which is apparently Fable. Project Typhoon, which is apparently just Contraband. Project Woodstock, which is just Forza. Untitled Initiative game, which should be Perfect Dark. Halo 5 Guardians, that's literally the only Halo game not on PC right now, which, yeah. Fair enough. It's Halo 5, fair enough. Kalimba, Indus, and Gravity. I have no idea what any of those are.
I know what Gravity is. Kalimba doesn't ring any bells, and does Indus.
Never heard of those.
Honestly, until you said Contraband just now, I read that earlier and went, what's Contraband? And now I remember the trailer.
Yeah, it was from last year.
Yeah, right? It was last year's.
Yeah. Square Enix, of course, has Final Fantasy Tactics Remastered, Tactics Ogre Reborn, which that was trademarked, by the way, recently. So that looks like another one to be true.
I'm good. I already got a classic.
There you go. Well, I will say, even though you got a classic, man, I see the clamor for that to get brought up.
I mean, like, it's a good game.
Yeah, like, I see it.
Dude, it's a good game.
And that's why everyone wants it to come up, because, like, so many people that's played it are just like, dude, I want this to come up so bad so more people can play it. Because I'm one of the people that haven't played it. So if that comes out, I'm going to play it. I'm 100% going to pick it up because I've never played it before. So that's one that I'd be looking forward to. And then Final Fantasy IX Remake, which at the time when this leak came out, we kind of questioned, it's like, would they do a Final Fantasy IX Remake? But now it's like, after so much has come out, this leak to be true, it's just like, they might actually do a Final Fantasy IX Remake.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Capcom, which of course has Resident Evil 4 Remake.
Yay.
You know, that'd be like the ninth time people would buy this game at this point.
Yeah, probably more than that.
Yeah,
probably. I was about to say, it was the holder of most remastered game until Skyrim came along.
That's true. That is true. We talked about it. I forgot about that. Dragon's Dogma 2, Monster Hunter 6. Take-Two had the BioShock RTX remaster as well as BioShock 2022. So, Zach, maybe you might get a BioShock announcement next month.
Nope.
Not next month. In June. Sorry.
Nope.
You don't. You really don't think so?
Probably not.
I don't know. I feel like we could get some sort of news next month or June.
Better question. If we did get one, would you care?
I mean, yeah, if we got one, yeah, I would play BioShock again.
Okay, just because the way you were saying it, it sounded so uninterested in the possibility.
I mean, I'd play it again. I haven't bought the remastered set of all three and replayed through all of them.
Would you pick up that RTX remaster for the first one?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I don't know if I would pick that one up just because I've already bought it twice.
Fair enough. EA had Mirror's Edge RTX remaster, which I've never played Mirror's Edge, but apparently that is one of the most like beautiful looking games from that generation.
Phenomenal.
Like even today, apparently it stands up as a phenomenal. So like
you were talking about Kingdom Hearts 4 looking crisp. That was Mirror's Edge when it came out.
Titanfall 3, which I would love to see happen. I just don't think it's not gonna happen. I don't think it is.
They got too much invested in Apex.
Yeah, I agree.
They're making way too good on Apex.
Like I genuinely believe that Titanfall 3 is one of those ones that I mentioned where it's like they explored it, you know.
Admitted that they've explored it.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I would fucking love it.
Because the Apex project was originally supposed to be Titanfall 3.
Yeah. Next up was Bandai with Tekken 8, Curve Digital with Human Fall Flat 2, Devolver's Digital with the Talos Principle 2, Sega with Bayonetta 3, that'd be interesting, and then Judgment coming to PC as well, Atlas with Catherine Full Body, and Shin Megami Tensei 5, WB with Batman Arkham Knight RTX Remaster, Valve with a Half-Life 2 Remaster. Was that something they have actively avoided for so long?
That's not going to happen. That was a test file for them to mess with something, because Valve doesn't produce anything anymore. The only thing they've produced earlier in the last couple of years was that game they made specifically for the Steam Decks.
Yeah.
To introduce people how to use Steam Decks through a game.
Right. And then lastly, Paradox with whatever their FPS game's going to be.
Fear 5.
I mean,
No, because someone else did that. I don't remember what Paradox does.
Okay. I'd have to look up what Paradox does, too. I honestly don't remember off the top of my head. But out of this list, is there anything that stands out to you boys that you genuinely really hope happens?
Tekken 8?
I was about to say, I know Tekken 8 for you.
We haven't had a Tekken game in years now.
Yeah, when did Tekken 7 come out?
Like 2017, I think.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Well, besides Tekken 8, what else would you be pumped about? Because I knew that would be your answer for that one for sure.
Sorry, I got to relook when Tekken 7 came out.
All right, fair enough.
Just
2015.
Ooh, shit. Yeah. Tekken 8's coming. It's just a matter of when.
Just for context about Paradox, Paradox typically produces like grand strategy type games.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. That's why
I was double checking because I'm pretty sure that's pretty much their MO.
That's what I was starting to think because I said Paradox. I went, pretty sure that's RTS, but it says FPS, so.
Yeah. What about you, John? Anything on this list that you genuinely hopes happen?
I had it pulled up just a second ago.
I mean, my other ones would be the Fable game, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, we know that's happening. Yeah. I'm beyond pumped for that. That's awesome.
Fable, like you said, I would be interested in the Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah, me too.
Mainly just because I've never played it, and over the past few years, I've grown more into enjoying tactics games.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Let's see here.
I forget when this leak was, because I'm pretty sure Catherine Fullbody is on PC now.
Okay, then I may have added that one back. So this leak was like, what, November or December?
Yeah, let me double check that. I just swore I've seen Catherine on Steam and stuff like that.
Final Fantasy Tactics is going to be one of my biggest ones that I would be looking forward to, because again, I've never played it. I would also be interested in Mirror's Edge Remaster, because like, well, again, I've never played it, but it looks like a beautifully fucking good game. And I'm just curious about it. So having a remaster would make it easy access for me to try. Yeah. And even though I know it's not going to happen, I'm going to send out a single prayer for Titanfall 3. I know it's not going to happen, but I can send out a prayer.
Yeah. I'd be interested in Human Fall Flat 2. Mm. Honestly, I haven't played the game. Like, I haven't played Human Fall Flat. I've watched a decent amount on it, though. Mm-hmm. And I have some friends that speak very highly of how much they enjoy the game. The thing I would be interested in is, how do they take what they have and expand upon it more? Because at its core, it's a pretty simplistic game. Like, pretty much go through the level, platform around, and I get like solve some puzzles, I guess. So it'd be interesting to see like what they decided to do to try to evolve on that for the way their game is made.
Right. One thing that I was kind of curious about is, you know, it's got the Monster Hunter 6, and I'm obviously not a Monster Hunter fan. I know you've played some, you know, with like Monster Hunter World, whatever, but like, I mean, they're really like, you know, they're really having a great time with Rise right now, you know, like the DLC and stuff. Like, if Monster Hunter 6, which I would have probably assumed is going to happen because it's a popular franchise, how far off are we on that?
I mean, it depends, because I mean, they do fairly consistent, updates to the game for game series, fairly frequently. I mean, for us to see a full mainstay in the series, it may be a couple years. There will probably be a couple offshoots that we may never see that happen in Japan.
Right, yeah.
Though, to be fair, this is probably one of the first times they've done a full expansion of a game that, as far as I'm aware, with Daybreak and Rise.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it may be a little bit longer since they're messing with that. Because I don't even think World had a full expansion DLC.
It was Iceborne.
Oh, that's right. Iceborne. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe a couple years then, yeah, because I forgot about Iceborne.
I guess it would depend on, I guess it would depend kind of on where they're wanting to release it first. Is it going to be a console PC game or like Sony Microsoft game,
mm-hmm.
or like PC or Switch? Because depending on where they go, if they go Sony, Xbox, and PC again, probably going to be a little longer out than if they go Switch.
Right. I could agree with that, yeah. I will also say with how this, with everything that was listed on this leak, you know, with Bandai Namco, you know, obviously having Tekken 8 on there, but yeah. I don't know. I don't remember if there was anything else listed in Bandai that it's already, like, been announced and stuff, but, like, you know, obviously, you know, not having any like Xenoverse 3 files, you know, further kind of kills that. It's a long time before that's happening, if it's happening at all, which is big sad for me and John.
It'll be a couple more years.
Yeah, a couple more years of them releasing free DLC. I'm surprised
he can believe in Xenoverse 3 but not Survive.
that's because we've had a Xenoverse and a Xenoverse 2. We've never had a Survive. We still don't have one.
John, Survive's coming. It's real. They showed gameplay. They showed gameplay, John.
I don't know about that one.
They did not show
gameplay. They showed gameplay. It's a tactics game.
We knew that 3 years ago from a screenshot and from the description of the game.
The game's coming, John.
But yeah, no. Xenoverse 3, I mean, we're going to keep hoping for it.
God,
but we'll keep hoping for it, but I don't expect to hear anything for another couple of years, if at all. Yeah.
I mean, especially since they're just still milking the shit out of Xenoverse 2, because they're still releasing, like, there's another DLC character coming out soon.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Ultra Instinct Sign Goku, which is the one where he's still got the black hair.
What happened to FighterZ?
Still doing stuff for that too, as far as I know.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, they
had multiple, because that's like their big competitive game, of course. So like that's at Evo, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it has been.
Okay. Yeah. So they're still doing stuff for that. But yeah, Xenoverse 2. I mean, when it came to the, I found this out, when it came to the Ultra Instinct signed Goku, is apparently that was actually a fan vote that they did.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, they put up on Twitter, it was like five characters, three of them being stupidly random, where it's just like, who would vote that into the game? But there was one character, I don't remember who it was, where a lot of people were actually like, oh, it was GT Vegeta was on there. And a lot of people wanted GT Vegeta to make it into the game. Because GT Vegeta has not been in a Dragon Ball game since apparently like Raging Blast 1 or 2.
Wow.
So a lot of people wanted that, but naturally everyone just goes Ultra Instinct Sign Goku.
Freaking Mustache Vegeta.
The Mustache Vegeta. Oh, man. Sooner or later, they'll stop doing Xenoverse 2 content. Sooner or later. I hope so, bro, because like there's still so much more content they could explore in that sort of universe to make a Xenoverse 3. Like there's so much more they could do.
Well, you know why they're not, though? It's because they have their Dead by Daylight game coming out of Dragon Ball.
That is true. Yeah, because the main team of Xenoverse is working on Breakers.
Yes.
I forgot about Breakers. Thank you for reminding me.
I'm actually excited
for that game.
I still haven't seen an email since I signed up for it, so...
Fair enough. I'm still excited for that game. I forgot about it.
That game's going to be stupid.
It's going to be so fucking dumb. But yeah, the main team of Xenoverse is on that game, so looking forward to that one at least. And then maybe after Breakers, Xenoverse 3. Maybe that's the next one in the pipeline.
Breakers is just the tie-in.
Oh, no. All right, let's move up. We're still talking about Bandai Namco. It's actually the next topic we got lined up here. Apparently, Nintendo has contracted Bandai for an HD remaster of a Nintendo game. Well, it's listed as HD remaster or remake. Like, it has both. Like, it's listed as kind of both. Like,
or remake?
Yes. Remaster or remake is what they've contracted.
That's weird,
for.
But okay.
So we'll see. But the job listing does suggest that it's going to be a 3D action game, which immediately brought a lot of people up to point out, like, Kid Icarus Uprising on the 3DS, which I personally never played. But I've heard that while it's a phenomenal game, apparently the controls are horrendous. And that a lot of people would be curious how it would translate getting it to a remaster or remake for the Switch. Because, like, this is one of those, like, Nintendo is obviously known for some very interesting hardware, you know, like extra stuff that comes out, like the GameCube keyboard controller.
Yeah.
Apparently they had a legitimate stand that came out with Uprising to hold your 3DS so you can play the game because of how fucked the controls were, because of how difficult it was to play the game where you could basically like break your hand trying to play it. I didn't know a stand came out for this.
What were the controls?
I don't know. It was very heavily like touchscreen reliant and you still had to go around and do everything else as well because apparently it's like a really high speed, fast game. Again, I've never played. This is what I've heard people talk about with this game.
What the fuck?
But yeah, there's like a legitimate stand that was released for your 3DS with this game to hold your 3DS for you so you could do everything.
What the fuck?
I know. Nintendo with their hardware is fantastic. But yeah, Kid Icarus Uprising is one of the first one people pointed out. Something Star Fox is something a lot of people went out to. Because when it comes to Star Fox, a lot of people actually immediately went to GameCube and looked at Adventures, which I don't see that happening. That'd
you
be
know,
cool.
You know what else they could be looking at in GameCube? Pikmin.
Oh, no, God, please.
Dude, come on. We need a new Pikmin.
Jesus Christ.
Why is it always Pikmin?
Give me
with
Pikmin 3. Because I like picking plants and throwing them at people.
Stop. I hate you. It's not going to be Pikmin.
It's going to be Pikmin.
It's not going to be Pikmin.
Give me Pikmin, Nintendo.
I will say Xenoblade Chronicles X is the one that I think could be a potential as well. You know, just because, again, you know, they have their trend of constantly porting up Wii U games to give them a second chance at life. And that's one of the last ones on the Wii U that's first party that they have not brought up yet. I'd have to go back and look at the Wii U game list. But there's only, like, no shit, maybe, like, less than five, like, notable first party titles they have not brought up. Star Fox Zero is one as well.
Really?
So, yeah, so that could be one that maybe this remaster could be for Bandai. But I will also say, I feel like it's kind of interesting. While Bandai and Nintendo have had a long-lasting relationship. They've done a lot of stuff together. Bandai, of course, doing a lot of work on, I think, just Smash 4. I don't know how much they were involved with Ultimate, because Ultimate went back to HAL. I think that was the original creator. But Smash 4 was, like, literally Nintendo and Bandai. And then you know, Sakurai with Sora, I think is the name of his company.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bandai is the one that apparently botched Metroid Prime 4. So...
Oof.
Yeah, they're the ones that fucked that one up, which also is kind of interesting that Nintendo would have gone to Bandai for that in the first place. But, you know, whatever. You know, they made the smart decision and went with Retro, the one who made the previous three. So they should have done it to begin with. But anyway, what's your boys' thoughts on what potentially could be this remaster? What do you think? I mean, Nintendo's an oddball, bro. I mean, it could be fucking Pikmin.
This is why I keep pushing Pikmin.
Like, it could be Pikmin at this point. I don't know if I'd call that a 3D action game. I mean, I haven't played enough Pikmin to, I guess.
I mean, they would just scale it up, man.
I don't think it'd be Pikmin. But what do you guys think is possibilities for what it could be? Again, first party Nintendo. So, I mean, it's Nintendo, bro. It could be anything. I don't know.
I don't know. New Donkey Kong game?
Donkey Kong 64.
Donkey Kong would probably be the one I would be more interested in.
I'd love a DK64 come up. That'd be amazing.
I mean, just because Donkey Kong has both 3D and 2D games. So, I mean, a weird 3D port for DK.
Just please be DK64. It's all one.
I mean, I don't think that would be great, but I don't think anyone really wants to touch that game just because of the monstrosity that it is.
Hey, DK64 is great.
I mean, it is a great game from a player standpoint, unless you're a completionist. But really, really think about what's all in that game.
I know.
Because that's a lot.
It is a lot.
On that damn cartridge. I mean, not a lot compared to what games files are nowadays, but there's still a lot they would have to mess with.
That's true.
There's a lot of content in that game for each of those five characters you play as.
True. Yeah.
I think one thing, because People kind of immediately jump in at, like, Star Fox.
Mm.
I don't see that happening. Just because, like, granted, the Star Fox Zero didn't necessarily get the most attention, but not necessarily its fault, perhaps, because Wii U.
Yeah. Only 20 million units sold, I think. Lowest ever for them.
But at the same time, so it's like some of those games could, I don't know if they'd want to touch them as remasters or remakes, purely for the reason of in the future they could put it on their like Nintendo service. That's true. To try to get people on. And I think, especially with some of the games they've been putting on there, they're kind of heavily focusing on some of these games that people love. Mm-hmm. To try to grab them and get them to like pay for that service.
Yes.
So it's like some of those games like Star Fox, I see those more in the future heading towards their subscription service as opposed to getting an actual remaster or remake.
And that's fair. And it's also going to depend on when they add also like more consoles to the service as well. Because we do know that still Game Boy is supposed to come.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of when. Which actually brings up a great question, is would they do like a remaster or remake for something like Game Boy Advance Air? I mean, especially if you're doing a remake, since it was classified as like a remake or a remaster.
Yeah.
Like maybe could they do a remake of like something on the Game Boy Air, you know?
Was there a 3D action game on Game Boy Advance?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're making a 3D action game.
Oh, okay.
May be taking an old 2D game and bringing it into a 3D
environment. Okay, that makes more sense.
Because I've never played these games, but I think they are like action games. Wouldn't like Golden Sun fall into that category? Because that's one that a lot of people clamor for.
Yeah, Golden Sun would fit in there.
Yeah, so I mean, that's also a possibility that we haven't considered. But again, a lot of people just immediately look at, Kid Icarus. That's the main one that everyone's saying that, it's going to be Kid Icarus. It's got to be Kid Icarus. Which, I mean, that's cool. I mean, give Kid Icarus, I guess, another shot. I mean, the only reason Uprising even came out to begin with is because they put Pit and Brawl. Like, they put Pit and Brawl, so it's like, okay, let's give Kid Icarus, another chance to shine, because it literally hasn't had it since like the Nintendo. so here's a new game for Kid Icarus, I guess, which that one was actually led by Sora. Sakurai made that. But if they did do Star Fox, I would love it if they pulled from either of the GameCube games, because both those games are incredible. I don't know which one I actually prefer. Star Fox Adventures, which is, Dinosaur Planet is what it was, just slapped with Star Fox on it. That's what it was.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was. The game was originally just going to be called Dinosaur Planet. It was originally being made for the N64, and then apparently whoever made the decision, they saw the game. It's just like, wow, you know what would be really great with this game? Put Fox in it. Let's make this a Star Fox game. That's how we got Dinosaur Planet went to Star Fox Adventures.
That's funny.
But I loved Assault, though. Assault is incredible. Love that game. So that'd be a dope series remaster there. But I'm kind of with John, which is like, I don't know if they would do Star Fox. you know, Star Fox is such a weird place for Nintendo, even though it's like honestly a pretty solid concept of a franchise and a good franchise, yeah. But it's in such a weird spot. So it's like, would they actually do that?
I feel like Star Fox has kind of fallen into a place, weird spot, like you're saying, where it's kind of just almost being stuck in a little niche of nostalgia bait.
Yeah, true.
It's going in the same hole that F-Zero resides
no,
in.
No, don't say that.
Hey, he's right.
Don't know. Yes. F-Zero hasn't had a game since the GameCube, okay? At least Star Fox had a new game on the Wii U.
Yeah, but they keep talking about F-Zero. Everybody keeps talking about it. It's not going anywhere. Not doing anything with it right now.
The most action Captain Falcon gets is whenever he shows up in Smash.
Which, as an original character, he always will. Like those original 12 will always be in the game, no matter what, at this point. No, I mean, it'll be interesting to see, like, once we get, like, more info on what this game could be, which could be a while, you know, because I don't know how, you know, since they're in the hiring phase, this kind of falls into the same realm as the Max Payne thing.
Yeah.
Which is like, hey, it's happening. Here you go. But it could be, like, it could be a while for it. I will say, keep an eye on Xenoblade, though, because, again, that is one of the only first-party Wii U titles that is notable that has not been brought up yet. I think it's funny, like, bro, like, 20-plus games of the Switch's catalog is just Wii U games, like, which I think is hilarious.
No, what we're not thinking about, though, is they could also, just for the heck of it, remaster a Zelda game again, just for the heck of it.
You know, that thought did cross my mind, is that they could just do, like, one of the Zelda games that would be, like, maybe, like, up for a remake, you know, because they've done that, like, what, four times? Six times, because it's Link's Awakening. Yeah, so six times they've done this now. And that did cross my mind, but, like, the reason why I didn't initially shout it out is because I feel like for the Zelda games, they usually keep that to the teams that do the Zelda games. Because, like, basically to my understanding, when it comes to the Zelda games, they essentially have within, you know, that subsection of Nintendo, because it is just Nintendo, there's essentially two teams. There's the main team, and then there's the second team. The second team, for example, did Link's Awakening, while the main team was working on Breath of the Wild 2.
Gotcha.
So that's usually the way they keep it, but will they... I mean, I'm not going to say it's out of the possibilities they change that up, because, I mean, it was the same thing with Pokemon for a long time. You know, all these Pokemon remakes, it was made by a secondary team within Game Freak until... BDSP, that was actually made by a different company with Game Freak helping out. So, I mean, could they do that? Yeah, they could. It's just a matter of what would it be, you know what I mean? Because, I mean...
Ocarina?
Well, I don't know if they would do that again, since that's on the Switch service.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, because I am... coming into this, you know, with this year, since Breath of the Wild 2 is delayed, like, Majora's Mask and Ocarina, those are two that I don't think will happen at all, because they're already on the service, and that's how Nintendo would see it, is that they want to, because they want people to subscribe, obviously. So, I mean, that's also why I still think, like, Wind Waker HD and Twilight Princess Bundle is going to come out this year in replacement. So, oh, we released a game, like we usually do. But, I think Minish Cap would be awesome for a remake in the style of Link's Awakening, as well as the Oracle games. I feel like those would be awesome in that same sort of remake style. After that, I'm not sure. You know. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Four Swords Adventures on the GameCube. But I mean,
it was good.
I loved Four Swords Adventures. It was fun. That game was awesome. But would they ever touch that one again?
Nope.
I don't think so. But it would be really cool if they did.
The funny thing was, as you were talking Zelda, the only game I was thinking of was Four Swords.
Four Swords is so good. I love Four Swords. No, I feel like the most likely is going to be like the Oracle games or Minish Cap. I'm going to point towards the Oracle games first, since they pulled Link's Awakening for a remake, and that was obviously Game Boy Color, and so was the Oracle games. Because I know some people, you know, want to hold on to that dream that they'll do like a Link's Awakening style remake in like Link to the Past, and that would be really cool. Don't get me wrong, Link to the Past is one of the best Zelda games ever made, like for sure. Some people actually still consider that the best Zelda game ever made, even over like a Breath of the Wild, you know, which is the most common answer people give, even though it's wrong. I was actually arguing with Jared about that the other day again. Me and Jared will never stop with that argument. It will never end until, I guess, Breath of the Wild 2 comes out. But, you know, again, when it comes to Link to the Past, even though it's like considered one of the best games, it would be super cool to see a remake. still on the service, and that's what it comes back to. Would they be willing to do the game twice, essentially, like on their platform? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they want you to subscribe, and they're just like, well, I mean, the game's in subscriptions. Just go play it there. It's like, but we want a remake. It's like, well, yeah, too bad. It's right there. Go play it. So that's the big question is, would they do that? But, I mean, Zelda is a possibility as well. It's just a matter of if they're going to actually outsource it to someone.
Yeah, that is the big question.
Because, I mean, normally, I mean, they haven't. So, but, hey, normally Game Freak didn't either. And then we saw with BDSP, which apparently that team is making something here soon, leading some game. I don't remember what it was, but it was like, you know, like once it got like announced that like, oh, this team's leading, it's like, oh, that's the team that made BDSP. They're leading that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, never went, nope.
Yeah, basically, because BDSP is.
I mean, for me, who had never played that gen before, it was fun.
That's what Josh said too. Josh never played Gen 4. So, like, his first time run through, like, he enjoyed it. He had a great time. And, you know, man, those games could have been so much better if they just included Platinum Elements. Because, like, I mean, just do the same thing that you did with ORAS. That's all you got to do, dude. Because ORAS, like, they included a shit ton of Emerald Elements throughout the game and at the end of the game. It's not a hard formula. Just copy and paste it, include Platinum Elements, and
that.
You're good.
You know why? All that extra space for Platinum content got put towards the online Pokemon contests.
Oh, God. And, you know, that's probably true. But yes. here's the thing that irritates me about, like, them saying, like, of why they, I guess, didn't. Is because they sit here and claim that they made faithful remakes to Diamond and Pearl because that's what people asked for, when that's a fucking lie. I don't think anyone asked for that. Because Diamond and Pearl's honestly, like, while I love that generation,
you know,
it's not,
what,
they're not great games.
You know what
games.
People asked for? They probably did ask for faithful remakes of Gen 4. Everyone assuming they do Platinum. And then they
that's,
did Diamond
that,
and Pearl.
That's it right there.
And they're just like, you asked for this. This is what we made. And everyone going, we meant Platinum. You didn't say that, assholes.
I don't see, I've never seen anyone asking for, you know, Diamond and Pearl faithful remakes. I've personally never seen it.
Because everyone just references as Gen 4, because everyone just tries to make it Platinum and forget Diamond and Pearl.
That's
but guess,
the way you need
guess
to
what, everyone?
It.
There's three games.
Like, you know, it's so funny to me with, like, again, you know, the region and everything is a phenomenal experience. If you play Diamond and Pearl for the first time, you will have a good time. Flat out, you will. But going back to it is not a good time at all. Post-game sucks. Like, it's funny to me. Like, I sit here and I'll tier, like, Pokemon games, whatever. And, like, yo, Diamond and Pearl, like, they're down in, like, the D tier. But Platinum is, like, S for me. Like, that's how much these games differ for me, in my opinion, with everything in the game. Like, Diamond and Pearl, like, first time, great. After that, shit. At least that's my opinion. But, I don't know. I mean, like I said, it'll be cool to see what this potential remake or remaster could be. Lots of different possibilities with Nintendo. You never know. It could be fucking Pikmin, I guess.
Yes.
We'll fucking see. You know, I don't think it will, but it's Nintendo. We don't know what they're doing.
If we get a Pikmin remake, a Pikmin plate's going right over here.
You know what? And you know, I'll follow up next episode and, you know, with a random game. I'm going to dig through Nintendo's catalog and pick the most random action game I can find and say, this is it, guys. This is what they're remaking. Because that's the shit that they would do. Here it comes. Here comes a big Nintendo trailer. It's like, you know, the Nintendo logo pops up. Bandai Namco pops up. It's like, oh, this is it. This is the game that we heard about like a year ago. And it's going to be something completely random. It's just like, what the hell is this? It's like, oh, well, this was on the Virtual Boy. Like,
see, you're going to go find some random like 3D or like adventure game. I'm gonna meanwhile go look for an obscure puzzle game.
Oh my god.
That they're gonna turn into an action adventure game.
Jesus Christ.
You remember the Pokemon, like,
hell yeah, Pokemon Puzzle League. Yeah, that was great. It was great in its own way.
Yes, it was.
In its own way. It was great.
If I went back to it now, I'd ask why I'm playing this.
Yeah, I would too. But it was fun at the time. John didn't get to experience that. I think about it. He didn't have an N64.
Yeah, you're right. I forget.
Oh, I had one just way afterwards.
Okay. Well, that means that you didn't have this particular game, though, right?
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, that was all we had for the show. You boys have anything else that we want to chat about, that you thought about or anything? Anything else you want to follow up on?
That Konami game I talked about like a couple months back, Crime Site, came out.
How's that?
I haven't actually bought it, but I did get into a pre-launch beta. That game is a giant chess match of fuckery.
Oh.
Because you have the Moriarty player versus the Sherlock player, And it's there's so many rules and strategy to it, because you have your pawns, you have to get things moved around, there's a whole eating and drinking mechanic and things like that. And yeah, no.
John's face. What is this game?
So,
are you playing chess?
Yes.
It doesn't sound like it.
You're playing murder chess.
Murder chess.
So he's talking about pawn, like, he's like Moriarty and Sherlock. They've got pawns. I'm like, okay, yeah, it sounds like a chess game. Is it eating and drinking mechanic? What the fuck are you playing over there?
So this is murder chess. So pretty much the world crime's gone down super low because there's a new AI that's been named Sherlock, which calculates stuff and prevents crimes from happening, so they stop people before it even happens. Well, there's a glitch in the system which gets dubbed Moriarty, which is screwing up Sherlock and allowing the murders to happen by altering things and whatnot. So it becomes a thing of 2 to 4 players. You get a randomly generated house and control characters which are dubbed pawns, which are characters in part of the scene. Moriarty has a character who's going to be a killer and a victim, and he has to get that killer in the same spot as the victim to off him when no one else is in a room. So they have certain amount of actions to move pawns to get to set up. Sherlock's trying to figure out which character is the killer so he can just keep him away till the number of days passes. And when each day cycles, everyone has to eat and drink. If they don't, they become exhausted and not as effective. They don't move as far, or their vision's blurry. So even if they're in the same room as Moriarty kills someone, they don't notice because they're dumb as fuck and they're exhausted.
Okay, I'll have to look into this a little bit, because I understand what you're saying. I just don't understand how the game plays.
There is a lot of rules. I, like, when I was messing with it during the pre-launch weekend, I was just like, there's a lot to this. And then it's not even just the Sherlock and Moriarty, because they also added Irina, who I don't know that character from Sherlock and Moriarty stories, but she's more or less like a... She's helping Moriarty. She doesn't know who the killer character or the victim character is, so she has to figure it out like the Sherlock characters, but she's actively trying to help Moriarty kill off somebody.
Okay. I understand the base concept.
Yes. Fun game, but it's a giant chess match.
Random question.
Stop.
Do either of you guys plan to pick up Switch Sports?
Nope.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. I was buying it day one. I want to play Switch Sports. Shout out to Matt. Matt's coming back. Let's go.
Yeah, I didn't get that reference whenever you put that in there.
Did you didn't have a Wii, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's why you didn't get the reference. Yeah, Matt was one of the, like, the random Miis that was on Wii Sports, and he was always in the boxing match, and he was always, like for a kid, like the toughest opponent in the world sort of thing. Like, he was, like, the final boss sort of vibe. So, Matt's, like, a legendary character in the Nintendo universe.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pumped up for Switch Sports. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm really excited to get this game. John, you want to play it together?
I'm going to play it.
Yeah, all right, I'll bet. We'll have a good time. You want to play it with us?
Nope.
Why not? Come on. You don't have to buy it. Just come over and play.
I'm good.
Zach.
No.
Zach.
No.
Zach.
No.
Bitch. He'll say yes when it comes out.
We'll get Jared over here. Jared will hang out with us.
You know what I would rather do? I would rather go buy Dance Rhythm Fever for $100.
I'm muting you.
You would do that anyway.
He's muted. He's no longer part of the show.
You can still hear me, I bet.
Fuck off. All right, we're going to hit the music, and we're going to get out of here. And that's what we're going to do.
I mean, I'm muted.
No, you're unmuted now.
I mean, I'm going to assume I'm muted.
No, you're unmuted.
Do my spiel.
John, last thoughts?
Well, while they try to figure that out, if you've made it to the end of this shit show of an ending with us, thank you very much. Like, and
the show's great.
And hopefully you'll be here next week with us. Oh, God, it's still going.
Whatever. All right, if you made it all to the end, we appreciate the hell out of you for that. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Check out the website, sparker3.com. We definitely appreciate that. You can sign up for free or sign up for $5 a month. We definitely appreciate that 100%. Reminder, we do a promo code April on sparker3shop.com for 30% off running through the entire month to go pick up some merch like the Bee. We do have actually some pretty solid game set designs. I do really like the five controller one that we have. That one's pretty sick, so I would recommend picking that up. Or a trash can. You need a trash can on a t-shirt, so that's cool too. With that said, Zach, do you really have no last thoughts? Because I'm closing this thing out. I'm turning up the music. We're going.
So, I mean, I guess you can like, comment, subscribe, rate, whatever the platform allows. Well, we ever figure out where we're going with this every week. Thank you.
It is a weekly, like, thing of like, okay, where are we going with this week? But hey, that's what makes, you know, it's all part of the charm. That's the thing. It's all part of the Sparky 3 charm. Until next time, guys, have a good one. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.